The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors met behind closed doors today. They are reviewing four candidates for a new inspector general to supervise the sheriff's department. Creating an inspector general position was one of the key recommendations of a panel that investigated inmate abuse at LA County jails. But as Brianna Sachs reports, there are also calls for civilian monitoring of the department.
Patrice Cullors founded the Coalition to End Sheriff's Violence last year after she says her 19-year-old brother was brutally beaten in an L.A. County jail.
While he was there, he was beaten up by multiple sheriff deputies, beaten so badly he blacked out. He awoke in a pool of his own blood. He was starved for weeks on end. He was denied visits by my mother. And when she called the sheriff's department to try to get answers, she was given the runaround. There was no body, as in board or commission, she can go to say, this is what's happening to my son, and I need someone to investigate.
Cullors says the sheriff's department is in need of a serious culture change. And she and other critics say that can only come from an independent group of civilians appointed to oversee the department, because her family's experience is not unique.
Last year, we've worked with about 10 to 15 families, be it the person themselves, or oftentimes it's someone who is currently incarcerated and their loved one come to us for support to try to figure out what the next step would be to ensure some sort of justice.
The Sheriff's Department already has oversight by the Office of Independent Review, but critics like the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California say it doesn't have nearly enough influence.
I'm not a big believer in any silver bullet, and I am actually a big believer in as many pressure points as possible.
That's Peter Eliasberg from ACLU.
And I think the IG is a very important thing to have, and then the IG does very important things, but I think that civilian oversight would be a very good thing, too. And the Los Angeles Police Department has both.
Eliasberg thinks the department needs both an inspector general and a civilian oversight committee. He says there's a long way to go to regain the public's trust. But others are skeptical about appointing a brand new committee without knowing what it could actually do and what power it will have.
A lot of what the fight is in the board right now, at least some of the people on the board are sort of saying, what's the point? We're going to appoint this commission, but what power will it have?
That's why Bob Olmsted, who is running against Baca for sheriff next year, says the county should just try out an inspector general and see if that brings the transparency so many are calling for.
The way I see it with my 33 years on the department, we've had people come into the department to try and make changes for us, but they've got no teeth. But I like the idea of having the inspector general to be able to have a direct voice within the community. I didn't go from A to Z immediately. I'd rather go up the alphabet a little bit at a time, but identify what the failure has been. Once we have proved that we have a clean department, everything is open, everything is transparent, all questions and answers have been handled, then maybe we don't need an IG anymore, and we can actually have a sheriff that does the job properly.
Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky is on record saying that the Civilian Oversight Committee would only be a soapbox and not have any power. But Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas disagrees. His office says an oversight committee is the single most important piece in terms of structural reform for the sheriff's department. Ridley-Thomas has advanced the motion because he says civilians bring to public light ongoing problems within the sheriff's department. Only Ridley-Thomas and Supervisor Gloria Molina support the motion for a civilian commission, which is expected to come up for a vote November 26th. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.